Eleanor's Walk Trail, where Eleanor walked.
If beauty is good for the soul, then I wish I could have taken the whole world to walk with me early Saturday morning in the woods at Hyde Park.
Today, you can walk these woods just as Eleanor Roosevelt did each day during her time at Val Kil. This was often a starting point for Eleanor's daily exercise routine. Whether alone, joined by her loyal dogs, Fala, Tamis, and Mr. Duffy, all Scotties, or accompanied by friends and family, a walk in the woods allowed the joys derived from convivial conversation or from private contemplation. Walking with you today is Supervisory Park Ranger Francesca Urban.
Well, Mrs. Roosevelt loved to walk in the woods at Val Kil, and it could be a snowy day or a very cold day or a rainy day. It didn't really matter because, of course, she had little dogs that needed walks. And she enjoyed these walks tremendously. It gave her time where she could perhaps think about some issue that she wanted to pursue, or perhaps a article that she was working on the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. So it gave her really quiet time and thinking time. Sometimes she would take one or two or three of her grandchildren along with her, and they would have a lot of fun romping through the woods with her. And then she would be quite energized by these walks in the woods. And she loved nature, and she liked to talk about nature in her My Day columns.
Eleanor's walks provided her an opportunity to become rejuvenated by the transformative power of nature.
The whole side of the hill is dotted with dogwood trees, and your eyes rest on them with pleasure. But I should also keep my eyes constantly on the ground, because there are still a considerable number of the little orange lizards, which I mentioned in this column last summer. Then, too, if you look on the ground, you see a carpet of wildflowers. I have never seen so many. I never cease to marvel at the varying beauty of the seasons.
Think great thoughts as you walk this trail today, just as those who walked before you in the company of Eleanor Roosevelt.